In Reno, Nevada, a new facility is open to house the pets of people looking for emergency shelter from domestic violence. Bree Zender from Reno Public Radio explains why such a place is even needed.
When Nicole was planning her escape from a physically abusive relationship, leaving behind her dog was not an option. Not only would she miss her dog, she feared her abuser may also hurt the animal.
One evening, my ex came in and he ended up pulling a knife on me. And my dog's bark and growl that she let out was literally what kind of snapped him back too. And he eventually left. But I think that had my dog not let out that bark, that I may not still be here today.
Nicole isn't her real name, and we are concealing her voice because revealing her identity may put her in danger. That's the same reason we are not providing details about her dog. Right now, it's staying at a friend's apartment while Nicole is living at the Domestic Violence Resource Center's emergency shelter in Reno. The shelter recently opened a facility called Noah's to accommodate up to 36 animals. This gives survivors of domestic violence like Nicole immediate access to their animals. Nicole's dog will be arriving soon, and some of the first few animals have arrived in the past few weeks. Noah's founder, Stacy Alonzo, says she was inspired because of experiences she had while interacting with survivors while serving as a board member of a women's shelter in Las Vegas.
There was a 19-year-old woman who had the courage to come, and she had a garbage bag and she had a cat carrier. And when she learned that she couldn't bring her cat into the facility, she was going back.
Alonzo says it was common for survivors to return to a dangerous situation because they didn't want to leave their pets behind. A national survey from the Center for Women and Families says more than 70% of women seeking safety who have animals report pet abuse in their homes as well. Alonzo modeled this facility after the one she opened in Las Vegas in 2007. At the time, it was the first of its kind in the nation. Denise Yoxheimer directs the DVRC.
So what we want to do as a domestic violence resource center is to remove as many hurdles and obstacles to leaving as possible.
Yoxheimer and Alonzo have been developing this program for the past 3.5 years.
We know that children are an obstacle and a hurdle to leaving in some cases. We know that pets are. We know that financial insecurity is. All of those things work together to create doubt in the minds of survivors who are trying to consider fleeing a dangerous situation.
Yoxheimer says interaction with animals is also an important part of the recovering process for a lot of survivors.
For all the reasons that we love and take comfort from our pets at home, the individuals that we serve who are going through this kind of trauma also appreciate the healing power of pets.
The new facility includes an exam room, a sunroom for cats, a bathing station for dogs, and a small yard for animals to get some exercise. But for Nicole, the survivor we heard from earlier, this shelter is about more than convenience.
Many times women or people that have suffered through these types of situations end up living without the same support systems because the abuser separates us. And so your pet becomes so much more important in your life. And having to surrender or not have the support of that pet can be really detrimental.
Nicole says having a dog nearby brings a missing piece of her life back. For Here and Now, I'm Bree Zender in Reno, Nevada,